Please won't you be my neighbor?
I sure will. Thank you, Mr. Rogers. And Mr. Cans from jasoncans.com is with us as well at his home in Eau Claire. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Mark.
And we've got Nathaniel, the intern, Nathaniel, the newlywed, who's here, too. And he's got a fact for us today. Jason, you've already had a cup or two of coffee, I imagine, by 5:45, right?
Yeah, I've already got the second pot brewed.
Okay, the second pot brewed. All right. What's the stat of the day?
So, apparently, numbers for the day is there are 400 million cups of coffee consumed by Americans each day.
Yeah. All right.
Which, half of them are at my house.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I think the other half are at mine, to be honest, because my whole family are coffee drinkers.
Hey, I want to talk about spiritual formation and marriage today, Jason. So over the years, I think you've liked this, and it's largely Larry Crabb influence, but this is where I've settled. And you and I had a number of times on the air on the old Front Page show I did where we had these Crabb conversations, and we worked our way through one of his books, Men and Women. That anybody who's read that knows the first half of it is about the best treatise on self-centeredness that you're ever going to find. And so, I don't know, spiritual formation to me is that God comes to the street that is our inner life, and the Lord, the Holy Spirit comes and says, all right, that you're self-obsessed and self-centered, but when I'm done with you, you're going to be God-obsessed and other-centered. And I got to say, for my money, nothing works on that better than marriage. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, you know, I think relationships are the place where we end up, and it's kind of the workshop where we address those things. And what relationship do we have, most of us, that is more intense, both in the positive and negative, than what marriage is?
Yeah.
You know, one of the things Larry Crabb will often say is that marriage is a tick on the dog relationship, but it's two ticks and no dog. which is just kind of a metaphor for self-centeredness.
You know,
where we tend to whether we want to be or not, we operate from a mindset where even the grace we try to offer, still we hope there's some give back on that. You know, if I do this for you, hopefully it will lead to X, Y, and Z.
Right.
And
there's other areas.
Absolutely true.
Yeah, there's other areas that can be. I mean, certainly child rearing can impact you. And you think of the Dan Allender book, How Kids Raise Parents, basically. I mean, how you think you're forming and shaping their character. Well, the Lord's up above, and he's forming and shaping your character, Mr. Mom and Dad, through those kids. And then and your job certainly can. But, I mean, just marriage, and I think the thing I want to acknowledge, and I wish we'd have more of this in across the board. I remember I want to acknowledge I can drift. You know, I can know something, in the, but I can the drift towards self-centeredness until a correction comes up that you that awakens you and gets your attention. Does that happen to you? Do you relate with what I'm talking about there?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the going along and feeling like, man, everything seems like it's going really well, and then I will say or do something or fail to say or do something that kind of reveals my own self-centeredness. And unfortunately, those corrections can often be painful. I think relationally painful. You know, Heather will confront me on something, or I will confront her on something, and it reveals this tendency I think all of us have to really be operating out of a need to really be self-obsessed, self-centered.
Yeah. Yeah, it gets your attention. I mean, and so Kendall Anderson is a former pastor at Valley Brook Church. He's been down in Claremont, Florida for a number of years now. He and his wife, Sherry. He's the best visual communicator I ever saw. He and Sherry and their wonderful team started Valley Brook in 93. He left in like 2004, 2005, something like that. And we were there largely from 99 to there. But of all that and all the messages, and he would dramatize. The one I remember most is when he was really authentic about marriage, or as they say in Princess Bride, marriage. But anyhow, where he talked about workaholism and the negative impact it had in his marriage. And so I just think that kind of appreciate that. I don't know, just the vulnerability and honesty. And I'm trying to push in that direction here in even this best 5 minutes today, which is for us to model that, you know, and share about that.
Well, I think we get weeds in our marriage that, you know, we have to routinely pluck out. Workaholism can certainly be one of them. I think unkindness, lust, different views of money, you know, all sorts of things can mm-hmm. grow up there. And we need to just be real and honest in our conversation with our spouses, not so much targeting the ways they have victimized us, but mm-hmm. the ways in which we are recognizing our own self-centeredness in marriage.
Yeah. I mean, it's a big deal to have two unique individuals and that, that you know, forging that oneness. And so our prayer this morning, lifted high, Holy Spirit, lead us and guide us. And Nathaniel, the newlywed, has been listening in. He's been married 2 months and a day, and I'm mm-hmm. sure he's got it all figured out by now. Right, Nathaniel? Yeah.
You're
an expert.
I'm going to nod because people can't see that on radio.
Right. Jason, thank you so much. Tomorrow, we'd love to hear from you on art and creativity and the importance of it and the way you guys have tried to, hold that up high in your family, okay?
Awesome.
Thank you. All right. WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. We were talking yesterday, Caleb and Hillary, about Nick Willenda walking across this volcano.
Yeah,
in
an
Nicaragua.
Active volcano, apparently.
He made it.
Wow.
Good.
Yeah. Daredevil Nick Willenda has done it again. The amazing Willenda family, right? He successfully walked across a high wire over an active volcano in Nicaragua on live TV.
With lava underneath him and noxious gaseous fumes.
The 1,800 feet above the Masaya volcano took him just over half an hour. The result of a slip up would have been to fall into a lake of lava some 2,000 degrees. But Willenda was equipped with a safety harness attached to another wire above him, a precaution some viewers took to social media to express disappointment in.
No.
This is not Bowser's Castle in Mario. When you fall into the lava, you don't get a second life.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Isn't that the little sound?
Yes, I love Mario so much.
Yeah.
Aired live last night on ABC. Probably got good ratings. His stunt billed as the longest and highest high wire walk ever attempted. Now what does he do? What do you know? The line is, what do you do for an encore?
I don't know.
I think former presidents everywhere kind of wonder that, right? Like, what do you do? What do you do now? You've been president.
Yeah.
What do you do now? You've walked across the volcano. I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm not even sure because I still can't comprehend walking across an active volcano.
It's like, I don't even want to walk across like a parking lot.
Yeah.
Let alone.
Exactly. Yeah.
You
know? Right. I don't know about you guys. Yeah. We got puddles outside, right?
And yeah.
So, we've got these pieces of wood. So you actually. From our house, this is the closest we come. You go down the back steps, then you step on a cement block, you go over the dog fence, and then you walk on two wooden boards
to get out over
of
the mud.
Water.
Yeah.
See, I used to think it was fun when we were out hiking in the woods, whatever, you find a little a creek or a crick, depending on where you're from, and like if there's a fallen tree across it, like walking across that.
In Liberia,
as Willenda as I ever
got. Those were bridges in rainy season all the time.
Yeah. Nice.
And so it's fun for a while.
For a while.
We can all be Willendas in our own small ways.
Yes, exactly.
Well, shout out to him. Mm-hmm. Well done. Mm-hmm. It freaks me out.
Well, yeah. He's a brother in the Lord, so you want to have faith.
He knows where
he's
going.
Faith in a box faith on a high wire. Marriage.
Love.
We got a lot to share. You know, the wedding.
I was just
going to
say, get used to disappointment.
Hey,
no, that was my favorite quote from Princess Bride. I wasn't making a commentary.
So does any movie have?
Yesterday
more
we talked about
quotes.
The singles ministry. Today we're talking about getting used to disappointment in marriage.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Anyway,
grows your hope.
Here we go.
All right,
Caleb,
back to
first.
Our regularly scheduled segment here. So. We're talking marriage and weddings, top wedding trends of 2020. If you are tying the knot, nuptials coming up. Green vibes. Apparently, sustainable weddings are on the rise, so consider upcycling your wedding by committing to zero waste or a reduced carbon footprint. Micro weddings. Think 40 people or less. I guess this is by invite only weddings. Also, the cheese hour. I'm kind of into this.
Oh.
Instead of tables of sweets, wheels of cheese, crackers, nuts, and fruit are piled high. Also, edible florals are a big trend in weddings in 2020.
Wow, if we renewed our vows and somehow had a celebration, we would totally do that.
I want edible
florals. The cheese table.
Okay, so...
The cheese table.
Yeah.
Sprinkle on tops of desserts, frozen in ice cubes, tossed in salads, these edible florals... Big wedding reception trend for this year. Huh. And again, I'm not reading this from anywhere. I know this out of my head because I read bridal magazines all the time.
I'm hearing edible flowers. Is that?
Yep.
Yeah. So if you take, if you take a flower that's edible and they're actually quite beautiful.
That's what the salad's going to be?
You can, and you can decorate it with them too, because if you just brush them with a little like meringue or egg white and then dip them in sugar, they just turn crystalline and beautiful.
Okay.
One more trend.
I may or may not have done this.
Top wedding trends in 2020. It says interactive eats. Donut walls are giving way to more interactive culinary moments. Conveyor belts dole out appetizers while molecular gastronomy shows up at dinner. I don't know what that is.
I don't know
I'm
what that
is. I'm stuck back at donut wall because that sounds awesome. We
it's
had
an
like
old
a candy
trend.
Buffet.
You did have a candy buffet. I remember your dad saying Caleb likes candy.
Oh,
and
I do.
Yeah, there was lots of treats.
Yeah, but a donut wall. We're going to renew our vows, baby.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Just a couple of stats quick. The average wedding now will cost $33,900 this year.
Good heavens.
Oh, no. Wow. No. The reception accounts for just over 40% of the wedding cost, with the largest chunks of money going to engagement rings, photography, video, music, and wedding rings. Okay, if you count the rings in there, still. Average wedding cake costs nearly $500. The average wedding dress, $1,630.
Shout out to Max Kite and Eau Claire. She made us a wonderful carrot cake, wedding cake. Still remember it. Thank you, Max.
Delicious.
Maxine, the secret to long-lasting marriage. What's the secret? According to a survey, it's a two-year age gap. 4 kisses a day. Share 2 hobbies, having 3 cuddles every 24 hours, and saying at least 1 I love you a day, and enjoying 2 romantic meals a month could also help ensure a long-lasting marriage.
All right.
There it is. You've got everything you need to know. You are armed and ready to go into the wedding season.
There you go.
We live to serve.
Good luck, everybody.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.